Well, hi, everybody. Today is Saturday night live on the Light Ship. And we had a couple of requests from people so that we could go to the Light Ship a little early because they have living in foreign countries and things, and they would like that, I guess. So we will go probably around between 5 and 10 after. So we're going to do it the Light Ship first, and then we'll continue on with the show. So bring in your rooms if you like, everybody. Give us an email. So first thing we're going to be doing is energizing the light beam. We're going to switch it up a little bit here. So I'm going to energize the light beam first. So our light beams, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to take away some energies that might be harming you. Here we go. Emotional situations or something. Just think of, a situation that you're dealing with. So here we go. Releasing this energy from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That seemed a little heavy. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's better. Okay, and next we're going to clear the date. So today is January 16, 2016. So we're going to first clear the word January and do 16, 2016, because it will be a different type of clearing, different energies. So here we go. Releasing that. One, this is the word January with the dates on it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And now we're going to clear 1, 16, 2016. So releasing that energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And we'll bring Ann up here real quick, and then we'll go to the Light Ship.
Hi, Ron. Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Yes, it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We're going to go there soon. You want to request a physical healing that the light beings will work on for you while you're there. You always want to do everything out loud. We're going to talk more about that later in the show. If you have any room requests, send them over now. You can do that by sending me an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or clicking on the fast chat button, and either of those will get the message to us. You're listening to Ron Amitron. His website is creationlightship.com. You can check that out after the show. There are many free healings there. And that's enough for me for now. So take it away, Ron.
Okay, so here we go, everybody. Going to the Light Ship now. And remember, you must think of one particular clearing that you'd like to have. Remember, the thoughts bring you into these energies. And source energy, there's no problems, and you're not thinking. So that's why you want to think of your condition. That'll have ways to connect to your physical condition, too, because the thoughts brought you to that. Here we go. This only works live for people listening live. If you are on an archive, you're going to feel peace energy. If you wish to go to the Light Ship, by all means, get on one of our programs live. So here we go, going up, bringing up your animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants. You're going to be out of time by located. So you're not going to be corded to anything around you like you are right now. So here we go. We're going up, and I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we're there. So the first room we're going into is the hot tub room. Looks like we have golden gel around us, so you may feel like this thick, like tasty fluid, we'll say, on you. And that'll help to detoxify your body. Next, we're going to the room with the magnets. So these are the floating magnet room. And here we go. Floating magnets are coming your way. Request your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's go into the room which has the golden whales. Here they come. And remember, in these different rooms, there's normally 3 energies that will come to you. So here comes 3 golden whales. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And if you wish to actually physically touch them, just put your hands out in front of you down here, because you're up there also, being bilocated continuously. And you can actually move your hands, left and right, up and down, if you wish. Go move out a little ways from your body, maybe a foot away from you, and you can actually feel the texture. So there we go. We have a room for mermaids. That's cool. So let's go to the mermaid room. These will actually materialize as we bring forth the energies here for you. So we're going into the room with mermaids, and we're under the water. Here they come. Trust your healing. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And another room for more stubborn situations. This would be the centrifuge room. So again, request your healing. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into two more rooms. We'll go into the deer room. So here comes the deers. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll go into the room with elephants. Here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, now we'll come back from the light ship. You can feel the energy change around you. And the energy will get a little denser as you come back. And here we go. I'll count to 5 to bring us back here. 1, and our animal, pets, flower, tree, garden, plants are coming. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll get our co-host on. Are you here, Anne?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Ron. That was wonderful. And I hope, the people that I guess sometimes miss out, on the trip to the light ship enjoyed that we went earlier tonight. Breaking things up a little. We had a wonderful ascension preparation call today for 4 hours, so thank you for that, Ron. I know everyone who was on that call greatly appreciated it. And you made a suggestion about us talking out loud to our bodies, and I think that everyone listening would benefit from hearing that. So could you kind of go over that again for our radio show listeners, Ron?
Basically, when you have a situation, a condition of something, it's typically alien-induced energies that you're dealing with. And when you are working with healing that, it's strictly alien, and your energy from your body that has light in it may have a harder time breaking through into the alien territory, or it just doesn't want to go there, okay? But it knows that it has a problem and doesn't want to be infected. So it kind of puts up this barrier. And so that's how you need to kind of look at it. So if you can say out loud in doing the Creation Light Shift healings here, when you do something either online or when you're with us live, you can just say out loud either two ways. I now ask my body, or you could do a command, then I'll command my body, because your body's conscious, and naturally it's out loud, or you can whisper it. And after that, you say to accept this healing energy, because you have to accept it. So I now command my body to accept this healing energy. And that may help you out to get more source energy in your body, and then from there, you're automatically knowing where the problem is, or your body knows where it is, but normally you want to, mention a condition. If you go to a room like, we'll say, just a general room with floating magnets, you may not know you have a condition. On the light ship, you probably will, because they'll tell you, because they'll compare your DNA from maybe 10 years ago to now, we'll say, and they say, there's something here that wasn't here 10 years ago, and something is happening. Then they'll ask you if you want to have it worked with. And, then your choice is say, I want to have it worked with, or I don't. Remember, you're always a free choice. Light will never, do anything beyond what you're asking. And so when you say that command, automatically your body now is going to take more of the energy to that location because you're also thinking about where it is. And that's just the way it works. Otherwise, the energy may not even go there because your body doesn't want to deal with an alien infection or something. Or let's just say you have some kind of scab on your body. It's not healing. You know, you had it for a couple of months. It looks infected to you. And there's probably could be some alien situation going on there. And your body goes, no, I don't want to touch this thing. So the light can deal with it, but your body doesn't have the horsepower to do that. But when you do that and say that affirmation out loud, we'll say, then all of a sudden you're going to have horsepower there of light, we'll say, to actually help you out. Okay, Dan, so back to you.
Thank you. And several people mentioned that they really felt a difference when they and made that announcement aloud. I command my body to fully accept the creation lightship healing energy, as I believe how you said to put it. And
that's good. Yes. Uh huh.
And I said, I have been saying, I command my spirit to connect to the mind of my body. But I felt like what we did today was more thorough than that, to specifically say, I command my body to accept the healing from Creation Lightship. And Ron did ask people to write in who are on the call today to tell us a little more about how, you know, what that experience was for them. I definitely felt like something shifted. So thank you, Ron. That was a great idea. And of course, when we're doing any of the healings through the computer, we can do the same thing, right, as we're doing any kind of physical, well, any healing.
Yes.
Right?
Very good. Uh-huh.
Great. Well, thank you for that, Ron. And tomorrow is Ron's 8-hour healing call, so you can spend 8 hours of healing on the phone with Ron and receiving 8 hours of healing on Creation Lightship. You can still sign up for that. It's tomorrow and then 2 following Sundays of this month. All the information about that is right on Ron's website. So last night, Ron, did you want to keep going about that, or is that enough?
That's good.
Okay. Last night, we did some sampling of the free healings that you have given us that are on your website. You did the 3 newest ones that you've given us, and that was really terrific. And I was wondering if we could just keep going with that tonight.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That felt really good.
Continue on. Yeah, very good.
So yep. Last night, it might be a really good archive to listen to if you missed it, the black mist fog removal, green mist goo, and the blue death ray removal Ron did. And if you felt a release from one of those specifically, that means you probably want to run it for yourself for a day or maybe a few days. So can you do a sample, Ron, of the satellite timeline crash?
Yeah, we could do that, sure. Here we go. Sit back and relax and just see how this is affecting you. So the satellite timeline crash, in a sense, gets rid of the energies coming to you from the beyondo being transmitted to your body. And where in your body? It could go to your crown chakra. It could go anywhere. So what I'm going to do, just to have you feel the difference, we're going to cut your body in half. So we're going to have your left half and your right half. And the right half is what we're going to clear with the satellite crash. The left half we're not. And now you can be able to feel the difference on it. Here we go. So right half, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So if you're a little sensitive, you should feel like your right side of your body is lighter, and the left side should feel heavier, more dense, and it might even feel icky to you. So I'll let you sit with that for a couple minutes so you can really feel the difference on it. We'll see if we get any comments, too. We'd like to have some from people. Then I guess about 20 after the hour, approximately, we'll do your left half. So I want you to actually feel what it's like to have a clearing. Sometimes we do these very quickly, and most people go, yeah, I don't feel anything, you know, I don't know, you know, or they go, wow, that's great, you know. But the people who are skeptical, now you can sit with it and see the difference. And you may actually be feeling your muscles kind of pulling up on your left side, and because you need to get more energy there to have your body get lifted up. You're probably sitting down. The right side is very light, so you're actually torquing your body with muscles to you know, make it a little more equal when you're sitting. Back to you, Ann.
Okay, thank you so much, Ron. We'll keep going with this throughout the show, but maybe we'll let, as you said, let people kind of sit with that and feel it and see how they feel. We had a question, Ron, from a listener about the ley line and grid line clearings, which I love to hear about. I've only done myself the grid line. I'd like to do the ley line one, too. But if you could just explain to us what those are and why we want to be released from them. I have to laugh a little because a New Age teacher that I knew before I found Creation Lightship was always telling us to connect to them and how important it was to connect to grid lines and ley lines in order to know that you're on the right path and to have a healthy life.
Okay. Well, they're basically very similar, only because the energy is being used. One, the aliens put energies into the grid lines. And so, making it real simple, the aliens probably first saw the ley lines, okay? And they go, oh, yeah, we got energies coming out of the ground from the planet. And you probably have seen pictures of maybe auras of the Earth or something, and you can kind of see energy spots coming out, okay? So the ley line is natural. It's what the Earth puts out. And those can't move. Ley lines could be from liquids, water possibly. But they're there, and they can be high energy points too. Now, being high energy isn't always positive. So, you know, just know that because you found a ley line, that it's great to be there because it could be detrimental to your health. It could be completely body incompatible, okay? But we'll just keep it simple here. So the aliens saw the ley lines and they go, wow, people kind of are drawn to them sometimes because it could be a spiritual point that they call it, you know, New Age metaphysics. This is a spiritual location or whatever, has all this energy here. And people could be drawn to it to get a boost in energy. So nothing's wrong with that. So that's, and then the aliens probably said, well, let's create our own grid lines here. And these are going to be controlling. So one is planetary, unique to the planet, and the lines could be changeable even, okay? And the grid lines are more fixed locations, much like, grid lines, like a piece of paper where you in the old days you could buy paper, probably still do. With little quarter inch squares on it. So it's all pretty much, dialed in perfectly, and, you know, each place is marked. And the aliens can run energies, say, vertical and horizontal on these different grid lines, just like they can attach to that on the ley lines and superimpose an energy there, too. So that's basically the difference. The grid line is done by aliens to keep you from moving, physically moving, because they run this energy into your body, you get used to it, and you don't want to leave your house or your town or whatever because you're tethered to it. And the ley lines are natural occurrences here, and they may or may not be good for you. And that's sort of what can happen. You do have energy points from transmissions, we'll say, or power transformers, you know, from the power pole lines. So if you look and you see in cities, they have this all over the place. You see maybe two transformers. They're normally gray in color, and they're on a couple of poles, right? So you look out your bedroom window or something near your house, and you look down your block, and maybe I'll just say 500 feet, you see this big transformer sitting up there. Well, the worst place to be is typically next to one, because it's going to be radiating energy out of it. They are shielded and everything else, but somehow the energy going down the line there is going to be a problem for you if you're close to it. And the best place to be is probably, and don't quote me on this, but it's probably going to be in the exact center between the two transformers, because they're both going to be putting out a radiation pattern. And that pattern of radiation could very possibly cancel each other in the center. And then again, it could even be double. But typically, I would say it could be, better to be in the center. So you could probably get a pendulum or something. And next time you take a walk or whatever, just kind of check it and just see how it feels. So that's sort of how that works. And that would be, in a sense, very much like, the grid lines that the aliens put up, because you have transformers that's man-made put on the surface, and that's how they kind of work. So you can just try that yourself walking by them. Some people are really sensitive to this cell phone towers, and you can actually feel the energy maybe hitting you. If you have fillings in your teeth, metal, you might feel like you're chewing possibly on, aluminum foil or something, like a gum wrapper. But, that's kind of up to you. But the negative things with the ley lines, I knew of one person who, this is years ago, they had this ley line, underneath the ground going through their bedroom. And the woman developed cancer because the ley line energy was being transmitted directly where she was sleeping. And her husband didn't have any cancer, and that's what they finally figured out what was going on with the pendulum, using that as a tool, a dowser. And they found out that that energy in that room was, in that location, wasn't very good. So moving the bed was a remedy for that. Some dowsers are able to actually change the energy and move it over maybe outside the house. But basically for the average person, just moving the bed over would also solve the same thing. So back to you.
Okay, so each of those clearings are whole life clearings, Ron. And so let's say I used to live in Australia and now I live here. If I run that whole life clearing, would I, if I've moved, let's say, that far from Australia, would I still be connected to grid lines? And if so, will the healing release me from any of those connections?
That's a good question.
Will it take it off my body?
Yeah, two ways to look at it. Number one is the damage could already be done if there was damage to your body from having that situation where you're living. So when you do the clearing, it can take away that energy that's still corded to you. If you can still be corded to, in fact, we'll do a clearing here. Perfect. So I'm sure all of you listening are not living where you grew up. Possibly you could be, but that almost, I'd say most everybody has moved, maybe even more than once. So let's do a clearing right now. This will only work for this program. It will not work on the archives. So what I'm going to do is clear away the energy of the first house that you lived in. And you know yourself when you moved, your parents moved, or whatever, to another location, okay? So right away, I want you to feel your... Oh, we got to first make your body change it over so the other side is balanced. You people leaning to one side or feeling a tug of energy going, lifting your body up, in a sense, But here we go. Let's work on our left side, taking away that energy that we did initially. So here we go. So the satellite... crash, I believe. Is that correct, Anne?
Yes, satellite timeline crash. Thank you, Ron, for remembering.
Yep. Okay, here we go. So doing the same thing to your left side, taking away the energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You should feel your body moving. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Yeah, that feels pretty good. Now I'll do both sides at once here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3. That feels fine. Okay, so now I'll just see how your body's responding to that. Should feel the same. Okay. So let's let everybody integrate that for a few minutes. So maybe we can see what else we can do for a couple of minutes or so.
Sure, we can. We'll go back to the grid line sample you were going to do. But I do have an email here that somebody actually wanted us to do last night, and we didn't get to it, Ron. So why don't we do that and then go back and do the grid line? I can tell you I feel really, I don't know, really like balanced from what you just did. So thank you very much. Okay, so back on an archive, Ron, I don't know if you remember this now, but there's a movie called The Troll Hunter. Do you remember that movie? And you mentioned seeing it. And you kind of said, you know, you thought this situation with trolls that live in Norway is real. So this listener has a question. When she was a child, she had a troll doll collection. Did that put her on any timelines of trolls?
Yeah. Holy smokes. Yeah. There do some timeline crashes on that, definitely. Remember, you're knocking on their door when you do that, so that would do some timeline crashes, yes.
Okay. And then she has a question. Why did the trolls not like Christians and people who believed in God? So she's saying, I thought that was interesting, now knowing what the true nature of God is.
Yeah, they're probably pretty smart.
Yeah, that's... and I guess she's just asking, are they real? Are they timeline hopping, eating animals, breaking trees, and throwing large rocks around?
Boy. Let's see. Well, some are pretty big. Large, in fact. What are they, a couple hundred feet tall sometimes? So that is, these are real things that I think the movie was showing something maybe in Russia or someplace. But, yeah, they had the troll hunters, I guess, people looking for them. Yeah, so they are real, yes, and they probably don't want to be connected to people. It's kind of like this big Hulk thing, you know, the movie The Hulk. But you know, he was very nice, but this picture of that is a couple hundred feet tall. I think they were actually one of the pictures that I saw or during the filming or something. They're knocking down maybe a 100-foot high high tension line fixture, you know. It's very, very large. So anyway,
wow.
From there, let's yes, so I would definitely do a clearing on that. The energy could be haunting you. You may not see a troll come to you, but you could have the energy from timelines, and you could be out on timelines with them. So that may not be too good.
Okay
so let's do the ley line clearing. So this is when you were in your first house with your parents, we'll say, and then they naturally moved at some point, so everybody will have a different age there typically. So we're going to clear that energy off of you that happened to you a long time ago. Here we go. Releasing that energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how your body is reacting now. Because the energy would be in the house that you lived in because you're there all the time and sleeping. So we'll see what kind of comments we get. And then from there, next we will do maybe your second house and then maybe where you're living now. If you, you know, that way you have a good choice. I would imagine most people probably are in more houses than just three, but we'll do the second house. Or maybe, yeah, that'd be good. Maybe when, maybe your house, high school house that you lived in, that we have a relationship with it when you think about it. So back to you.
And I would think, Ron, that if we're feeling this strongly as you do it, we probably need to run the whole life on it, right, to get
it
out
of us.
That's
why there's a whole lifetime clearing. The whole lifetime clearing works with your genetics, okay? The clearings that are not whole lifetime are a clearing that works for situations that you're dealing with right now that may not be related to your genetics. Or it could be like on the self-empowerment clearing, you know, your genetics brought you all these different things. Maybe there's 38 of them that we put online or something like that, but it's like a Band-Aid clearing to get you jump-started. So there are clearings that are like a Band-Aid, and they're not whole lifetime. So anyway, that's kind of the difference. So right now let's do... I'm showing you why you want to do a whole lifetime clearing for these. Let's do your high school age now. And you need to pick a year or an age or whatever when you're in high school. You know, maybe you moved a couple times, so maybe pick your senior year or something. So here we go. This is your choice again. And releasing the ley line that the Earth put into you. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next, we're going to do right now where you're living. So, here we go. Same thing, ley lines. And then we'll do grid lines. So, here we go. Ley lines. Earth's energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Now let's go back now and we'll deal with the alien energies of the grid lines. So we'll take the same time in your life when you, you know, were born and lived with your parents before they moved out of their first location. First house, first apartment, or whatever it was. So here we go. Grid line clearing for that. Going back into your time. So 1, 2, oh, this is much heavier. 3, 4, I almost got a rock in my stomach. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So what probably come up for you is you go, yeah, I never liked that house. Well, house is probably fine. It was the alien connection to the house that they got you with, okay? Now let's do the second one, your high school time. And pick the same year, same grade, we'll say, same age. So here we go. Grid line release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okey-doke. And now your current one, where you're living right now. Here we go. Grid line release. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you could probably feel the difference on it. For me, I felt much heavier energies with the grid lines. And the ley lines are there, but I'd say what I was feeling from the people listening, the grid lines were probably about 4 times stronger than the ley lines. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, well, that felt really good. I think I'm going to have to think about doing that ley line clearing, too. So thank you very much, Ron. And, yeah, we'd love to hear from people how they're feeling from that. The person who wrote in about the trolls is listening, so I'm glad that she's on here tonight. And she has one more question. Could this person have been a troll in another lifetime?
I get not, no.
Okay.
I don't think, you know, it doesn't feel like the trolls come into human bodies, okay? I think it's a whole different species that's here, so much like Bigfoot and stuff. So I don't think that these energies would come into a human body, and they would not do the reincarnation stuff like humans do. They don't feel like it has that energy to them. So back to you.
Okay, well, and the same person mentions that near her at the where she lives in the Indian reservation, they all have seen Bigfoot. A lot of action there. Okay, we have a question here, Ron. Shall I keep going with our emails?
Yeah.
As you know, people who have been listening know the whole reason you're here is to get us ready for ascension. So someone wants to know, will ascension happen at the right moment to save its sources, creation, and spirits?
Remember, you're probably on timelines most of your life, and the timelines are not source energy, which means that you need to get back into source energy, into the present moment, to be on the correct earth. Otherwise, you're on some fabrication someplace. Like I've been recently talking about, what they're bringing in this year is they're copy and pasting alien movie sets here. And what you physically see with your eyes may not even exist here, but you're seeing the movie set and everything going on with that as you look out of your eyes. But if you go there, walk across the street or whatever, that energy sort of... leaves. I'm not saying that you look across the street and maybe you see somebody on the corner selling ice cream out of a little stand and you look at it and you go, I want to get that ice cream, and you go over there, it disappears. Now, that's not really the case, because that would probably still be there. But things that would be left there maybe may not be there. So you have to realize that it depends how they fabricate that energy, say, from the beyond and bring it here. So how do they integrate the movie set? And you're seeing it. It's there. But maybe it may not look real. And when you get close to it, if it's something that's kind of minute, it might just disappear on you. Or something larger probably could not. But it might actually become real, too, because you may have been seeing the hologram. And then all of a sudden you get there, and you go, boy, I thought that ice cream cart looked a little smaller when I was looking at it, and now it's larger, and maybe there's another flavor listed, or something like that. So you're actually seeing the real one, but what you physically saw was the one that was a hologram. And so that's what's being dropped in here. And so if you are seeing things around that are strange, people disappearing, a bunch of cars in a parking lot and nobody's in the stores, what's happening there? Are they bringing in the cars into the parking lot to make you feel comfortable? And so now you're parking three blocks away, walking in the rain to the store that you want to go to. The cars are there, but you're not touching them. You're walking in their hologram, okay? And maybe if you had, if you could put different, like sunglasses on, like the movie They Live. That's a good movie to watch, in fact. So maybe you had those special sunglasses, you'd say, gee, Minnie, why did I park three blocks away? There's a parking place right here in the front of the parking lot, But you don't have those glasses on. So now you're walking in the parking lot, going down to the store, and you're not touching the cars. Maybe if you happen to touch one of them, it might even change colors or move, because they have to make it real at that point. They may not like you for that, because you're wasting their film footage, They have to instantly materialize something for you to experience. Otherwise, if you don't touch them, they may not even be there, but you're seeing them. So you're seeing into the fishbowl, and that's what's happening here. So you're seeing the illusion as it's materialized by alien technologies. And that's probably what people are seeing more so with the UFO sightings that people have been talking about the last couple months or so, seeing triangle ships up, seeing pyramids. That's just the holograms being dropped in. So for the aliens, it's probably very useful because they can bring in a hologram with aliens there as clones, and you're going to see them as real, and they're learning how to live on this Earth, walking in their hologram, thinking they're on the Earth, and they're going to know how to live here. Then they can transport them to one of their fakers that they are used to being on anyway, but don't know how to live on the real Earth. But they're getting an orientation here. But they may not ever live here at all. But you're seeing them as being real through that fishbowl. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Well, that was the perfect lead-in to another free healing that I'd like to ask you about. And maybe, if you can, we could have a sample of it. The alien-generated holographic reality disconnection.
Yeah.
A lot of words.
Yeah, that's it. So
tell us how that would work. I mean, do we want to run that, like, all the time? Do we want to put in there, it says this clearing is for, and you put your name in. But do you want to also put in, I'm going to take a walk down Main Street or whatever, where you're going? How would you use this healing?
Possibly you could put that in there. Normally it's just to take away the experience that you're dealing with that you see out of your eyes as you're, like, in a room or something, okay? So that's what it's for, to disconnect you from the false realities. Another
so
way
of
saying that is I've heard many people talk about walking down a sidewalk or something, and all of a sudden they put their foot on the ground in front of them, and they fall into a hole, and they get tripped, because naturally their foot went down an extra foot into a hole, but they couldn't see it, and they fell over. And then when you look back, there's no hole there, so that's where the holograms are not solidified yet. So kind of making a joke here, you know, I'll get a $100 bill and put it in our pocket, and then we'll see if we can get it to disappear. This is a hologram. I don't think anybody would like that too much. Your hologram,
wow.
$100 bill is vanished. Oh, boy. But what we could do is, I do this at the expos. We can take the energy off some money. So let's get some coins out. So everybody dig into your purse, your wallet, or your piggy bank or something, and just get maybe whatever you have there, whether it's, you know, penny, nickel, dime, quarter. Might even have a silver half dollar or, something like that, silver dollar even. But whatever you have, just pull it out, and we'll see if it changes for you. So just get one of those and kind of feel the physical weight of it in your hand, kind of bounce it up and down, so you let your body know, yeah, this weighs so much, I can feel it, I know it's there. And on the count to 10, to neutralize the energy on it that is probably attached to something. We'll just say it's alien connected. And here we go. Releasing the energy. And it's going to turn into something that the way it's supposed to be here. So it could be just a hologram. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. So check it out now with the weight on it. So now it's the way it's supposed to be. Before it was maybe implanted or connected to some other energies outside of yourself. We'll do one more coin for you. You might want to pick a different type of metal. So here we go. 1, 2, so we're just kind of discharging what's on there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and that should actually normally feel lighter too. Let's see if we get any comments. So back to you.
Thanks, Ron. I only have quarters, so when you cleared it, each of them, they got heavier, and warmer.
Oh, they got heavier for you. Okay.
Mm-hmm. They actually, yeah, it felt like a little more weighty in my hand.
Oh, okay. Normally it gets lighter, but that's good. That means that there's something else happening there.
Well, of course, I always clear my money, so my money was already cleared.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do. So let's say we can we go back to the holographic reality again for a moment? 'Cause I understand the coin was in a hologram and now it isn't. But if let's say we have a day where we're going to several different places and we before we leave the house, we put on that holographic reality clearing. If we stay connected to it, you know, if we stay in our bodies and heart-centered and aware that we're working with a creation lightship being, will we see more reality during our day while we're running that healing?
It's possible. You may see brighter colors. You might take your computer, if you have a laptop with you in your car, and just leave it running in your back seat or something. You know, you can get a little car inverter for most laptops. Cigarette lighter plug, you know, that you plug your AC cord into. You know, those are available, probably $20-$30. So you can do that and have it running all the time so that you're in the now reality and the holograms are probably not going to be affecting you as much. So that's what it's designed for, is to release that energy.
Great. So that, again, is one of the many wonderful free healings Ron has given us on his website, creationlightship.com. So that's certainly worth doing. Thank you, Ron, for that. And another one I'd love to for you to talk about and then do a sample of, if you can, is the alien mind fog removal.
Okay. So here you go, everybody. Alien mind fog. So this affects your, you know, how you think of things. You know, the old phrase, you know, I feel kind of like, you know, my brain's full of cotton balls or something, you know, today. Well, that's going to be the mind fog. They're trying to numb you out so you can't think of something. Or you get on your computer and you forget what the password is to get into it. You go, what's this here? You know, wow. Well, maybe it's on another timeline even. So the mind fog is mainly designed to work here to give you a little more clarity. So I don't know. Well, you have to think of something, I guess. It's a little hard unless you're doing something to see how the energy is going to work for you. But here we go. Releasing the mind fog energy that's being transmitted to you to numb you out, make you dumber, we'll say. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll do one more time here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if you feel a little more awake, maybe a little more conscious possibly, have more awareness. Maybe you might see colors a little more vividly. So everybody will sense this a little differently. So back to you, Ann.
Okay. Somebody wrote in, please, Ron, could we get the $100 bill to appear, not disappear? LOL.
Yeah, I don't know. We have to go to an alien bank, I guess, huh? But remember, you might have a hole in your pocket, you know. So, I could clear your energy. So let's do that with a bill. So just pull out something, some paper money, and we'll see what happens here. So feel the money, whatever you have, and. Here we go. We'll make it feel better for you. So you have it in your hand. You may want to just put it maybe in front of the monitor screen. You could hold it, too, and actually feel a change as you're holding it, if you like. But you may get a better perception as you put it down and we clear it, then you pick it up again. Well, let's try that. Just put it in front of you, on your in front of your monitor screen here. Probably have the light being on still. But here we go. Going to clear that energy. Remember, so we'll just say that the bunny was built or made perfectly, you know, came out the printing press, got cut. This probably went through 10,000 people. So you have all those, that negative energy on it, of people's thoughts and hopes and dreams and whatever else going on, paying bills. So it could have a heavy load on it. So let's release that load. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now take your whatever paper money you have there and lift it up and see how it feels. And it should feel better. Now, another way of looking at it, that's why people get a money belt and put money on them. So right away, the money that you had before, whatever it was, you know, a dollar bill or more, your body didn't like it because it had all this gunk on it. And then you also probably have alien transmissions to it. But just keeping it real simple, you know, the money itself has been handled by many people and it's charged up by their energy. So is your body going to want to have their energy, you know, attached to you in a wallet or in your purse? No, I would say probably not. And so what you can do if you wish to, so your body then gets allergic to it. So what you could do if you wanted to maybe get used to having a higher amount of money, you know, get, like I tell the expos people, you know, back in New York, people seem to have more money than other places typically, but maybe that's the old days. But anyway, you know, if you get like $1,000, $100 bills, do a clearing on them so that they're good, and then put it on a little money belt or put it close to your skin so your body can actually resonate to that money and don't spend it. You don't want to lose it or have it stolen. So that's the three main fears with it. But you have to clean out the money, get rid of that energy on it. And then all of a sudden your body now is compatible to receiving $100 bills. Because now you're resonating with the ink on it, we'll say, and that denomination. And wear it for like a month. If you can't afford that, you know, start off with ones, you know. And anyway, that's be nice to have people maybe on maybe our Monday show. Maybe you could send in some comments on that if you happen to do that exercise. And if you were able to maybe have more money come to you easier, you know, than it was before. So back to you, Ann. Like our show is getting close to the end here, since we started almost straight up on the hour. So, are you on mute, Ann? Hello, Ann.
I'm so sorry. I'm here. Sorry. I think I did put it on mute for a sec. I'm so sorry. Yeah. It was my going to look for my money. I didn't want to make too much noise. So tomorrow at 10 a.m. Pacific time is the 8-hour healing call, and I hope as many of you as possible can join us. And all the information, if you haven't signed up already, is on Ron's website, creationlightship.com. And I guess we're going to end it, well, the time we're supposed to end at, usually do, at 5 of. So that's it. If you just want to do the mind-to-heart drop, Ron, we'll say goodbye.
Okay. So thank you, everybody. And send in your comments. I'd love to have some with the money belt or people that have done this exercise. I've been talking about it for years. So if you're one of those listeners who have done this and it's helped you, that'd be great. So here we go, everybody. Mind-to-heart drop. So you need to command your spirit out loud to take the thoughts inside of your head and drop them into your heart. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them into my heart. And to do so, you count from 10 to 1, 3 times. And you can do it less once you get used to it. You could just do maybe 3, 2, 1 even. But here we go. So let you feel the energy moving if you're sensitive. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Have a wonderful evening. Hope to have you on the call tomorrow. Getting rid of these alien critters and things that are causing you physical harm. So bye, everyone. Have a good evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Ron. Bye.